Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. You see what I'm saying, kids? I don't know if you get what I'm laying down. I'm going to have to start using cool words and start scatting and stuff. Winnipeg native. Well, I can't even say the word native, so I'm not going to scat. Winnipeg native and Toronto keyboardist Joel, we'll figure out how to pronounce his name later, has a passion for the sound of the Hammond B3 organ. Originally a pianist, the organ first grabbed him while he was studying music at Humber College. I don't want to read the bio anymore because these three guys are very interesting. The website you want to go to is jvsboogaloo.com, jvsboogaloo.com. And thrilled to have them here in studio because this is my kind of tunes. This is my world. This is what I groove on. This is what I dig. I know it doesn't seem like I'm that cool, but anyway, happy to have them here in the studio. JV, by the way, do you go by JV or Joel?
You can call me JV or Joel.
What do the cool kids say?
Most people call me Joel. A few people call me JV.
Who calls you JV?
I probably have like 8 friends who call me JV.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Joel, do you find that the old, like this is an older sound now,
for
right?
Sure.
And you young kids are doing it these days. Are a lot of young people circling back to the old sounds like this?
Sure.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, sort of it's a pretty timeless tradition to look back at great eras of music and want to reproduce them, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think doing that is anything new necessarily, but I just grew up, like, I've just always loved the 70s. Like, I love 70s rock. I love 70s and 60s R&B. And like when I got into organ trios, like that's where it comes from. That's where all my heroes were. So that's kind of what we wanted to be all about.
Yeah, yeah. How'd you go from Winnipeg to Tirana?
Well, I mean,
were you hanging out with Burton Cummings?
Yeah, I wish. I have met Burton once. It was at the Thunder Bay Blues Festival. That was an interesting time. But
you have no idea how I concur. Yes.
Yeah. No, I came to Toronto to go to music school. I moved when I was 18, and just, I mean, like, my reason that I could explain to my parents was to go to music school. The real reason was just to get out of Winnipeg and move to a bigger city. Yeah. And embrace, like, a bigger music scene and stuff like that. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Good. Tell me about somebody musically who just totally stokes your fire. Like, who would you buy tickets for, no matter how much they cost?
I mean, if we're talking like my organ heroes, I would say probably Dr. Lonnie Smith.
Nice.
Is my favorite.
Nice.
I've seen him, I think, 3 or 4 times now.
Can you get the Dr. Joel thing? Can you get the doctor thing happening?
I don't know, man.
How'd he get it?
Well, you have to just decide that you're a doctor. like I don't think anyone gives you a certificate, but I don't know that. I feel like that's just a level of confidence I don't have yet. You
not
know?
There.
And there's already Dr. John and yeah. Dr. Lonnie.
Yeah, Dr. Hook.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, there's, you know, you're inserting yourself into that club, which
yeah.
is like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, that takes a lot of chutzpah.
How about mainstream people that you may dig?
Oh, like current people.
Yeah.
Well, I really like, there's this band called the Sugar Man 3 that I really like. They're like a Daptone Records organ trio.
Okay.
And they're awesome. Like I totally am like stealing their vibe, like doing retro stuff. They record the tape. We recorded the tape. So I love those guys. I really like I like this band called Wolfpack a lot too.
Yeah.
Apparently Tim's having a seizure in the hallway.
They're awesome. Their bass player is killer.
Yeah, wow. Joe Dart's. Joe Dart's the man.
His name is Joe Dart.
Yeah.
Joe Dart.
Joe Dart? Yeah.
You know, it's similar to another... Never mind. Okay.
He's like a modern-day James Jamerson. It's awesome.
The only bass player I know is a guy I played with is it Sklar? Is that his last name? Sklar?
Leland Sklar.
Oh, Leland Sklar.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you play with again? I can't remember. Did you play with James Taylor? Must have been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Phil Collins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is he the guy with the beard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Jamerson
is like...
It feels
like I'm interviewing Tim in the hallway. That's what it feels like.
James Jamerson's like on every Motown song, pretty much. I mean, not actually, but he's on all the big hits. You name it, he's on it.
Can you explain to people what a Hammond B3 is for all the newbies out there? I was going to call them a name because honestly, if you don't know what a Hammond B3 is, I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a Hammond is a company that started making what are called tone wheel organs or electronic organs. They start coming on the scene in the 50s, and like just the combination of a Hammond organ and a Leslie cabinet speaker, which is sort of the speaker where it's like a wooden box and the speaker inside is spinning. So, I mean, I don't know if you're getting sound from my organ.
Stand by. We will get sound and action.
But you can kind of hear this sound sort of swirling and it has a slow and a fast setting. So if I switch it to fast, this is electronically reproducing it, but the real thing, the speaker inside the box is actually spinning around.
Yeah.
That's what gives it its sort of iconic sound.
I know one guy who's got a Hammond B3, and his name is Greg Paul. He runs a place for street people in Toronto called Sanctuary, and he got the Hammond B3 from, it was one of the many Hammonds that were at the Apollo Theater.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, right?
I hope he had some help lifting it, too.
Dude, this thing is crazy heavy.
Yeah.
Like, that's way lighter, whatever you got there.
Yeah. No, we're
and the replication is quite smooth, actually.
Yeah, we're blessed with some good replication in 2019.
Yeah.
I have a bigger Leslie and Hammond keyboard that I normally use, but I brought this because I knew we were going to be restricted on space over here.
Nice. Well, let's give everyone a little sample of what you guys sound like. What's the first? Oh, first of all, can we introduce the cats?
Yeah.
The cats. Does that sound cool when I say that or not really?
I mean.
Not really. No.
You know, it's all in.
Could you? No, it's not
You got to believe in yourself. You know?
Yeah, I don't. All right. Who you got with you?
Okay. So to my right on the drums is Jeff Halaschuk. And to my left is James Taylor on guitar.
What?
JT.
Are you kidding me?
That's true.
James is not. So our regular guitarist, Adam Biercolicino, couldn't make it today. So James is actually filling in. But we've played together and known each other for years.
What's Adam's last name?
He has two last names.
Okay.
Biercolicino.
It does sound like a shot. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
A cheap shot.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Yeah. All right, what's the name of this tune we're going to do first, kids?
So this is a song I actually wrote with Adam, who couldn't be here, but it's called Capybara Walk.
Okay.
So like a lot of these like 70s organ boogaloo groups always seem to have some sort of animal song. Like there's a song like Turtle Walk, or there's
the bear cat.
Chicken Strut or whatever. Elephant.
Yep.
Yeah, so Adam and I were talking, we were like, we need to have an animal song too. And I was thinking about that time that the capybara escaped from the Hyde Park Zoo. I don't know if you guys remember that. But he got out of his enclosure, and so I was just trying to write a song about what it was like for him to suddenly be in the Toronto urban landscape.
Beautiful. I love it. Here they are, kids. JV's Boogaloo Squad live on The Drew Marshall Show.
One, two, three, four.
got to relax here. I'm getting a little fanboy over these guys. This is starting to just get awkward, really, is what's happening. Guys, you are listening to JV's Boogaloo Squad. Come on, the word boogaloo? You got to put, JV, what am I calling you again? Joel, put some context to that word, man. It's just such a 60s acid-dropping psycho word, man.
I mean, it's originally, I think, a form of Latin dance, if I'm not mistaken.
And what does that look like?
Tim,
can you come in here and model that for us, please?
Yep.
No, just kidding. Please don't. Please don't.
But I don't know. It's to me, it sort of references a style of kind of like sort of black American jazz and R&B artists messing with some Latin grooves and kind of coming up with some interesting new stuff.
Man, it's just something that, as I mentioned off the top, and I said I wouldn't mention it again, so I lied because I'm going to mention it again, the whole Booker T phenomena. I mean, I don't know how this is going to come across, but I think a lot of people, I think this happened to these guys a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They heard them and they went, those are a good bunch of brothers. And then they saw them and went, whoa, there's white guys. Like, what happened? Like, you know what I mean? It's got such a soul feel and a vibe to the whole thing. And then, it was a surprise for a lot of people.
Sure.
You know, it's like when they heard Elvis, too. It's the same phenomena.
Yeah, or like the Muscle Shoals session musicians, too. It's like there's a story of Paul Simon calling that studio and saying, I want the same black guys who were on that Wilson Pickett record. And he's like, well, I mean, you can have the same guys, but I got news for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, in the studio with JV's Boogaloo Squad, jvsboogaloo.com is the website. They are releasing their debut masterpiece, Going to Market. Feels like this is a song about a pig.
We're in the cover photo, we are in front of a butcher shop.
Okay, yeah. All right, with like dead pigs hanging there? Or?
No.
That's a little dark,
eh? Some nice, I don't know, pickled things. You got to go in the store to see the quality meats.
Anyway,
at Gasparo's in Toronto.
Oh, plug!
Great sausages. Highly recommend.
Going to Market is being released. Yesterday I think.
February 15th. We've released a single.
Oh,
and,
that's right. February 15th.
And there's a pre-sale going on, so you can reserve your copy of the digital music.
Nice.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that is. And, of course, launching a subsequent string of performance dates in Ontario and Quebec, including Kingston, Peterborough, Ottawa, Montreal, and Thursday, February 22nd at one of my favorite
21st.
Places. You know, it says 21st right here, and for some reason my brain just went 22nd. Yeah. I don't know what that means. We should phone the Amazing Kreskin and find out. He was on last week. That was fun. Do you know who the Amazing Kreskin is?
I do not.
Tim, how old do people have to be to know who that is?
Our age.
Oh, my goodness.
50 plus.
February 22nd at the Burdock in
21st.
What is going on with my brain? I wonder if I've got early something.
Called sometimers.
I'm going to write down 21st. There you go. Okay, that was enjoyable. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, devoted solely to the art of music, this week's recording artist, JV's Boogaloo Squad. JV'sBoogaloo.com is the website. And Joel is the spokesperson for this group. Joel, if you could describe your drummer in one word or less, doesn't make any sense, what would you say?
Ooh, I would say understated.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, understated. So he's better than people think he is.
Jeff is the kind of drummer that makes the band sound better, not make himself sound better, if you know what I mean.
I totally do. That is a actual Steve Gadd kind of concept.
When Adam and I started this band, so it started with Adam and I talking about starting an organ trio, and we were like, who should we get?
This is Adam Barshot.
Yeah. Exactly. Jeff was our first choice, but it was sort of like, do you think he would? Like, we were kind of, we want
Jeff. It's like marrying up.
Yeah. We're like, obviously we want Jeff, but like, you know, he's probably going to say no, so we should have some other people in mind, you know?
Here's what I want to know, Jeff. Can you give us a little sample of how you make three percussion things sound like 73? Because you've only got three things in front of you. You got the snare, you got the kick, and you got the hi-hat. That's it.
Yeah.
So just can you give us our listeners a little sample of what that might sound like just all on its own? Because, dude, you really make those three things work. Okay, so what is going on with that kick? Because it sounds different than normal kicks. Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's a bit more open. So depending on the style or the room that you're playing in, you can put a lot of padding in the bass drum just because it's a larger drum. It's
so
open.
Yeah.
I kind of like to kind of split the difference. So a little bit of, there's a small blanket in there, so it takes up some of the sound, but you get a bit of tone.
Yeah.
As well, so it's kind of like...
It sounds like it's bending.
Yeah. So you hear a bit of the drum. It's a bit warmer. It doesn't work for everything, but for this especially,
yeah,
kind of like
that's perfect, man. Perfect. Yeah. We'll talk about James Taylor later. I can't handle the name thing. Well, because I'm a huge James Taylor fan, huge. So I've always, let me just say, I've always wanted to have James Taylor on my show. Yeah. Okay, so now I can say it. Thank you. Let's do another song, guys. What do we want to do?
I'm trying to. Trying to decide. I think
your players might want to know.
Yeah, I'll let them know before we do it. We're gonna do another original that's on the new album. This is a song called Fashionably Lazy.
All right, I like it. Mm-hmm. This song is dedicated to Rachel. Live on the True Marshall Show, JV's Boogaloo Squad.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
have JV's Boogaloo Squad live in the studio. These guys are fairly talented, and it's a real play. It's kind of like I feel the same way you feel about or you felt about Jeff. Like, you know, will they come? Will they come to the Drew Marshall Show? It's kind of how I feel about it. Joel, we need to talk about a couple things. First of all, I want to let our listeners know, especially the guys out there. Guys, Valentine's Day is coming up, and most dudes, I know this might sound like reverse sexism, but if you're a dude, you can say this about dudes. Most dudes suck at planning a good Valentine's Day thing. Most dudes are like, you want to go to the keg? You know, I don't know, something like that. Not that the keg sucks. The keg is amazing. But like, put up a little bit of effort in it, man. So sure. Here's what you do. Candles. You got to have flame. You got to have fire somewhere.
It's right? Important.
Yeah. Fireplace would be better, but candles, that'll work. And find out what your woman likes to drink. And if that's Kool-Aid, ooh, for some reason Kool-Aid just throws me back to Jim Jones, then fine, have a jug of Kool-Aid there. But find out what she likes. And then find out what she likes to eat. I know you want to crucify some meat on the barbecue, but find out what she likes to eat. And if you can't make it, pay someone to make it for you secretly, so, you know, and drop it off and all that kind of stuff. Put it in a bowl, put it in the oven, pretend you made it, lie, whatever you need to do. And then here's the piece de resistance. You need to get this CD. Because this thing rolling in the background sets the mood. I'm telling you right now. Guys, most guys I know enjoy a little bit of physical affection. And if you play your cards right, and part of playing your cards right, guys, is getting this CD. This is not a sales pitch. I'm telling you. This has worked for me. I have used these kind of tunes in the background, and it sets the mood right. Squad Goals is the name of the CD I have in my hand. This is one of your older. How old is this one?
It's probably about 3 years, and I mean, I kind of, we didn't even really mean to make an album when we made that.
See, but this is why it's so good.
Like, the CD coming out, it's like, you know, I actually had a real budget and was able to do stuff. That was like, I wanted to shoot some video, a friend of mine had a studio, we kind of got it all done in 6 hours sort of thing. And I mean, like, there's something cool that comes out of the spontaneity and the limitations of that, too. But I'm also very excited about the new one that's coming out.
Exactly. What's the new one coming out called?
It's called Going to Market.
Piggy Piggy. It comes out on Friday, February 15th. It's not going to help you on Valentine's Day, boys. So go to...
You can listen to the single on Valentine's Day.
Can you?
Yeah, because it's already out.
Nice. And the single's called again what?
Called Squadzilla.
See? That works for Valentine's Day right there. It totally does. Yeah. Totally does. JV's Boogaloo Squad releases their debut masterpiece, Going to Market, on Friday, February 15th, and launches a string of dates in Ontario, Quebec, including Kingston, Peterborough, Ottawa, Montreal, and finally Thursday, February 21st at Burdock in Toronto. I like that place. Great. You also, do you not have a regular thing at the Rex?
Yeah, we play there quite frequently. Like, every couple months, we'll have like a weekly thing there. Like in February, we're going to be there almost every Sunday. I think the third Sunday we're going to miss because we're going to be in Ottawa.
But, okay.
Yeah. Right. We're there quite often, yeah.
Nice. Another great venue, let me tell you. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk about this guy, James Taylor. Seriously. He's a ringer for today, right? Because Barshot is gone. Mm-hmm. He's not here today. So how'd you find this guy? Hey, what'd you?
Well, I've known James for a long time, just through Toronto music circles. We were at music school at the same time together.
Nice.
I'm a big fan of his band. They're called Yuka.
Nice.
You should check them out if you ever get a chance.
James, your mic is down there. Can you just grab it? It's on the rung of your stool sample.
Yeah.
The rung of your stool sample. That's a song title for you guys right there.
Yeah, it's a tangled mess.
Yeah. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. There he is. Ladies and gentlemen, the first time on the Drew Marshall Show, Mr. James Taylor. James, how you doing?
Hey, good, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Your marriage to Carly Simon. What was that all about?
It was an interesting part of my life.
How have you put up with this name your entire life, seriously? And, like, the jokes or people like me. I think I'm hilarious by doing this. And this is the first time you've ever heard this correlation, right?
Yeah, this is a first
this is news.
Thing for me. Yeah, totally. I don't know. I don't know how to handle it. Yeah.
Oh, man. What were your parents thinking? Why did my voice get so hard?
They're obviously fans of him, so I think they just went with it, you know.
And you are quite a smooth little axe player, man. Do you have any heroes, guitar heroes?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be so much James Taylor
no.
style.
Maybe a little more Eric Johnson?
I would say, like, as a kid, maybe Hendrix. Ooh. And then obviously the guitar players sort of associated with, like, organ jazz, like Wes Montgomery.
Yeah.
Grant Green, big time. Just like.
Yeah. How about the guy that played in the Lawrence Welk band?
I don't know who that is.
See, dude, off, Tim, we are so stinking old, man.
Yeah,
so old.
Yeah, yeah, but definitely, yeah, like the, you know, studio session jazz guys from that era.
There, well, a big friend, influence. A friend of mine who has been on this, in the studio, sat where you've sat and played on the show a couple times now. When I mention his name, guitar, some guitar players get a little verklempt. Tommy Emmanuel. Have you heard of Tommy Emmanuel?
Oh, yeah, great. Fingerstyle player, yeah, from Australia. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
Good guy. Really good guy.
Yeah.
Now selling out shows here in Toronto at the, what's the theater beside the old O'Keeffe's? I don't even know what it's called. The O'Keeffe, remember it was called Sony Center?
Yeah, now it's changing
Hummingbird?
Again.
Hummingbird?
It was the Sony Center. Now it's changing to something else.
Anyway, what's the one just down the street from it? Isn't that the St. Lawrence?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
St. Lawrence, yeah. So he fills that up now a couple, two, three nights when he comes here. So anyway,
that's, awesome.
That's, yeah, enough about him. Just while we got the time here, tell us about your band, man. Dude, you're in a band?
Yeah, my band Yuka. It's sort of, we like a lot of the old music too, just Motown, soul, funk. We got some shows coming up. We got a new album that just got mastered, so
be looking
out for that.
Where are you playing? Do you know?
We have a show coming up at the Dakota, March 23rd.
One of my all-time favorite bands. Okay,
yeah,
23rd.
So that's next in line for us, yeah.
Nice. I can never remember this guy's name. He's the guitar player for Saida Baba Taliba, her band's latest rendition of her band, Sate. What's his name? He plays at the Orbit Lounge.
I know him.
Orbit Room or whatever.
He plays in Ride the
Kirk,
Tiger.
Maybe?
No.
No.
Anyway.
It's Kirk something.
Is it Kirk? Oh,
yeah.
Maybe. Oh, I went no right away. Like I was. Yeah. I don't even know what his name is. And I went, no, it's not Kirk.
Yeah.
It's like a famous actor's name, like Kirk. Not Douglas, but like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, okay.
Like,
that'll work.
Something like that.
Okay. Anyways,
let's go with that.
Good player. Good player.
He's a great guitarist.
Let me just tell everyone again, because we need you to do another song. But I want to promote the living snot out of you guys. JV's Boogaloo Squad. Probably shouldn't say snot and boogaloo in the same sentence. JV'sBoogaloo.com. JV's Boogaloo. That's JVS. Don't put an apostrophe there, because that will not work. Releasing their debut masterpiece, Going to Market, on Friday, February 15th, and launches a string of dates in Ontario, Quebec, including Kingston, Peterborough, Ottawa, Montreal, and finally Thursday, February 21st at the Burdock in Toronto. I think it's just Burdock, not the Burdock. All right, what are we doing, man? What's this tune?
So we do a lot of original music in this band, but we also do a lot of covers.
That's what people like.
We play at the Rex a lot, yeah, and you know, we don't want to play the same music all the time. We like to learn new stuff and play, yeah, different sets every night. Like, I like to think that if people come back and see us, they're going to see a show they've never seen before. So,
yeah,
that means you got to play a wide range of rep. And so we recorded one cover on the new album. The new album's all original music except for one, and that's this cover we're about to play. It's by Aretha Franklin, Chain of Fools.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You make a roof leak here.
We sort of do our own thing with it.
And, I love it. I love it. All right, as they set up, let me tell you about them again. It's JV's Boogaloo Squad live on The Drew Marshall Show. Thank you. Erupted. Man, what a treat to have you guys here. Thank you very, very much. I wanted our Valentine's month to kick off with the right groove, and you brought it. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having us.
Appreciate it. What a treat, an absolute treat. Guys, just before you head out, we're going to go out with another track of yours. It's all good to go, Timmy?
Yeah, yes.
Awesome. I want to bring up this guy. Have you seen this guy in the whammy bar on his keyboard?
I've maybe seen this video before.
So this is the Joel Lackey band, I think, something like that. Oh, no, that's your CD playing there. That's good, Drew. Here we go. Let's get the right stuff. Turning that off. Got that going. And here we go. Have a listen to this.
Yeah, I have seen this. The first time I saw someone use a whammy bar on a clav like this was, blanking on his name. The guy, keyboardist who played with Frank Zappa.
Steve?
Buddy, what's his name?
No.
John.
This is
Steve
terrible.
Got to do with it?
George Duke.
So, Lackey Dolly, I think is how you say his name. I don't know. I think he's just, is he Australian maybe? No.
I don't know.
He wants to be a
guitar player. What?
You gotta see.
Yeah, he wants to be a guitar player, yeah.
You gotta find this George Duke video. It's the same thing where he's got a clav with a big whammy bar like that, but his clav, which is a clavinet, which is what he's playing,
yeah,
is see-through.
Oh!
And it comes out on wheels, and he's in an all-white suit, and he just hams it up. It's so amazing.
That's pretty good. That's
but
pretty good.
I have a clavinet, but I don't have the right kind.
And then he's got
that.
These vocals. Listen to this. Fearless, their appointed duty. That guy drinks a lot of Jamesons. That is some serious whiskey voice. That's like that's like Samantha Martin whiskey voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I had to play that for you because if anybody's going to appreciate that stuff.
Oh, yeah, no, he's awesome, yeah, for sure.
Quite good.
All right. He's got the Hammond right there, too.
Yeah, yeah, he's got it all going on. All right, well, listen, go see these guys, JV's Boogaloo Squad. Of course, they're releasing their debut masterpiece going to market on Friday, February 15th, and they'll be performing in Kingston, Peterborough, Ottawa, Montreal, and Thursday, February 21st at the Burdock in Toronto. So much about these guys I dig. JVsBoogaloo.com. This is the music you want to play during your Valentine's celebration. Everyone plays Lou Rawls, but this is what you